When you start to doubt if you exist, God believes in you. Confounded by the evidence, God believes in you. And when your light burns so dim, and when your chances seem so slim, and you swear you don't believe in Him, God believes in you. And when you rise up just to fall again, God believes in you. Deserted by your closest friends, God believes in you. And when you're betrayed with a kiss, and you turn your cheek to another fist, it does not have to end like this, 'cause God believes in you. And oh, everything matters if anything matters at all. Yeah, everything matters no matter how big, no matter how small, 'cause God believes in you. And oh, God believes in you. When you're so ashamed that you could die, God believes in you. And you can't do right even though you try, God believes in you. And yeah, blessed are the ones who grieve, the ones who mourn and the ones who bleed. In sorrow you sow, but in joy you'll reap, God believes in you. And yeah, blessed are the ones who grieve, the ones who mourn and the ones who bleed. Sorrow you sow, but in joy you will reap. God believes in you, and oh, God believes in you.
That was Jill Phillips with a song called God Believes in You. And just before that song, we had an end times update in the false teachers category, where we learned that tax dollars are being used to help promote the teaching of evolution in our public schools. So I think this would be a good place to hear a few thoughts by Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis concerning who has more facts and science on their side, creationists or evolutionists?
Genesis or evolution, the facts are the same.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs. Well, Ken, I think the facts supporting Genesis would be different to those supposedly supporting evolution. So what do you mean that the facts are the same?
Of course, Genesis and evolution are two different views of history to explain the universe that exists right now in the present. You see, whether you're a creationist or an evolutionist, we all live on the same earth. We have the same fossils, the same animals, the same plants, and so on. In other words, creationists and evolutionists all have the same facts because they live in the same universe. So then the battle about creation and evolution cannot be a battle about the facts, but it's a battle about how you interpret the facts in relation to the past. And you know what? Those who interpret the facts based upon the Genesis account of creation, as well as the fall and the flood, find that real science confirms the interpretation to be correct. But real science does not confirm the interpretation based upon evolutionary ideas. Yes, the facts are the same, but there's only one right account of history to explain them, Genesis. I was on a radio debate recently with an evolutionist. He told me that because I believed in the book of Genesis, I therefore took a religious view of origins. But because he believed in evolution, well, he had the scientific view. I responded by saying, really, I have the same science you do, and I don't disagree with your science. I could tell he was perplexed, so I continued, you believe in the science of genetics, and so do I. You believe in the science of natural selection, and so do I. In fact, we all have the same science because we live in the same world. I then went on to tell him that the argument between creation and evolution ultimately wasn't a controversy about real science, but an argument about what we believe concerning history. But I also added that the real science of genetics, natural selection, and so on actually confirmed the Bible's history to be true. Creationists and evolutionists have the same science, but different beliefs about the past.
Creationists use the same evidence as the evolutionists, but show that dinosaurs died out relatively recently, not 65 million years ago. For more answers to this intriguing topic of dinosaurs, read Ken Ham's free booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs, on our website, answersradio.com.
Hello. Oh, Carol, hi. Oh, you want to talk to Frida? Oh, sure, she's right. No! No, she's not here. No, she's... Two words, she's in the back room. No, not the back room. No, she's in the bathing room? Bathroom! Yes! She's in the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
There are people we try to avoid in life.
Hi, boss.
Hi, boss. I'm too sick to come to work today.
Come on, Frank. The fish are waiting.
You doofus. This is the boss I'm talking to.
Even though God loves us very much, many people still try to avoid him.
Read about Jesus. Study the Bible. Get real. I have better things to do than waste my time on that.
If we continue to avoid God in this world, we'll spend eternity in the next world without him. God is love, and he wants to spend eternity with you. Will you accept his invitation?